This is Mija Riddell for the Smithsonian Archives of American Art with Lehua Domingo at her son's home in Na'alehu, Hawaii, on April 24th, 2010. This is disc number one. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's begin just with some background biographical information about your childhood. You were born here on the Big Island.
That's correct. Yeah. I was born in the fishing village of Ho'okena.
Okay.
It's in South Kona.
Mm-hmm. And what day were you born?
I was born on November 13, 1935.
Okay. And what were your parents' names?
My mother was Catherine Lehua,
mm-hmm.
Ka'ai Ka'eo.
Okay.
And my father was Gabriel,
mm-hmm.
Pahia,
mm-hmm.
Ka'eo.
Okay. And did you have siblings?
Yes, I have a brother.
Mm-hmm.
And brother was 15 years older than I. And I had a sister, Katie. She was 20 years older than I.
Mm-hmm.
Katie passed away, however, when she was 3 years old from pneumonia.
Mm.
And it was just brother and I, brother Sammy and I.
Sammy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he's quite a bit older.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was his kid sister.
I say, yes. Now, as I understand, your mother was a weaver, quite an accomplished weaver.
Yes, and in those days, many of the moms were weavers. It was a means of helping many families provide for their daily necessities. So many of the homes, their families, the children would help their parents gathering the material, which is what I did with Mom. We gathered the lohala leaves, and then I would help her prepare the leaves to get them ready for weaving.
And what did that involve, preparing the leaves?
Well, if you're familiar with the plant,
mm-hmm.
Actually, the plant is the puhala. And we gather the leaves, which we call lohala.
Right.
And the plants in those days, most of the leaves had thorns.
Okay.
So we needed to remove the heads,
mm-hmm.
the tail of each leaf,
mm-hmm.
and a thorn from each side of the leaf,
mm-hmm.
before we could use the leaf,
mm-hmm.
for weaving. We needed to clean the leaf with a damp rag,
mm-hmm.
and then roll it in a roller to get them spread out so that they became flat.
Mm-hmm.
And then our parents would use what they called a koi, a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
And the strippers were of different widths.
Right.
An inch, a half an inch, quarter inch, or an eighth of an inch, depended on what they were going to use the material to make, if they were making a basket, a mat, or a hat, depended on what the product would be.
So
that determined the width.
Would you normally use thicker width for something like a mat then, and thinner for a hat, something
that's
like
correct.
That? Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
The mats were usually used about an inch,
mm-hmm.
maybe 3/4 of an inch or a half an inch for mats.
Mm-hmm.
And then baskets would be the same concept, depending on how large the basket would be, if they were smaller, coaster size, or large waist basket size.
Mm-hmm.
They made baskets that were used for picking coffee, what they call the coffee baskets.
Really?
So they were somewhere inch and a half.
Okay.
In